Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Hell or High Rollers. My name is Ellie Morris, and I am going to be your DM today, which is very exciting.
Yay!
Very, very exciting. It is the first time I've done it, so we'll see what happens. So let's go round and meet our players.
Hello, my name is Chris Leesk, and I play the character of Glubrick Bumbledung, who is a barbarian Goliath. And a little interesting thing about Glubrick, have you guys seen Like Mike?
No.
What's oh, you like don't Mike? Know that film?
I'm sorry.
No. Oh, it's an amazing film from 2002. It's a coming-of-age film about a young orphan who dreams about becoming an NBA basketball player. He finds a pair of shoes that used to belong to Michael Jordan, sticks them on, and becomes an amazing basketball player. And Glubrick really likes that film. But also,
where does he see these films? Is he a member of Blockbuster?
It's just magic. There's a magical Blockbuster, and he's seen that film. But he also thinks that film is based on his life, because once he really struggled with not falling over in shoes, and one day he just found a pair of shoes that fit perfectly, and he never had that problem again. Obviously, you know, the writers of this film took, you know, artistic license, and they changed quite a lot of details. But he does think it was based on
his. Oh wow! So he just saw something about shoes
and was like, "That must be about me." Because he is very stupid.
Oh, he really is.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's nice that he doesn't trip anymore.
No. Also, side note, if you guys, you need to watch that film. It's really, really good.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll check it out.
Maybe that's what we're going to learn about people today, their favourite movies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Cute.
It's not what I've got prepped, Adam.
Hello, I'm Adam Megiddo, and I play the role of Eric Sanguinius, the human necromancer who lives alone in the Rodney Marsh in his high-vis tower. Favourite film? Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh,
yeah. Great.
Obviously. Over the last few sessions, I've been having a bit of a pop at the dice.
Yeah, many a pop.
I've been quite critical. Many a pop, yeah.
What have you got to criticise today?
No. Well, Ellie, what made you think I would come in with a critical tone? Maybe it would be a positive tone.
Ooh, okay.
That's very true.
I like rolling the D100s.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
It is quite satisfying. I like
the
one that
the combination of the two D10s.
The two things.
Yeah.
I do like the combination of the two D10s. Yeah. It's very satisfying.
A layer of complexity to proceedings. Yeah.
That's it from me.
Great. Well, thank you. That is a nice positive ray. We needed that.
Lovely.
We could find a way for you to roll that constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I can roll D100s. But the thing is, every time I criticise one of the dice, I'm forced to roll them endlessly, like some sort of
that's true.
Sisyphean polyhedral.
And I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. the Notorious Trig. Thank you. Human ranger, bugbear wrestler, established societal norm questioner.
Oh!
Henley questions established societal norms.
Does he?
All of them, all the time. For example, do we really need to say thank you? Do we need to apologize? Do we need to wear clothes? Do we need to greet each other with normal greetings? Can't we just walk up to each other and start speaking? Can't you just walk up to someone in the street and say, I was once... I was once wandering down the street. Just begin regaling them with a tale.
Agreed.
There are
good
people
questions.
That do that, but you would avoid them in the street.
That's true.
Especially when they're not wearing any trousers.
That's very true.
And you don't realize those people see farther than most.
Excellent. Well, that's our introductions done. Without further ado, let's begin this episode of Hell or High Rollers.
Yeah!
God help us all.
So we left the Happy Boys hurtling through yet another portal. But as your bodies zoom through the fabric of hell, you notice that you are traveling for longer than usual. The air has become heavy and slows your momentum. You feel a strange sensation in your feet. They start to elongate, and you feel your legs stiffen and twist and bind together like the roots of a tree. Your vision blurs, but your other senses seem heightened. You hear colors and have visions of sounds. Your minds and body suddenly fill with a deep sense of love and rightness with the natural world. And for this one moment, which could be eternity, you feel aligned. And for a split second, there is history, infinite knowledge, and above all, peace. The essence of being alive and dead and an essential part of something good. Then you feel a biting blast of cold wind and you snap back to reality. You are standing in a petrified forest. A few skeletal trees are scattered across this vast clearing covered in pale frost. An icy black ground stretches before you for miles and is littered with dead branches. There is, however, in the distance, one patch of very dense forest, a little oasis of life in the middle of this frozen patch of earth. You notice your feet feel like they're underground somehow, and looking down, each of you, instead of legs, find that you have a single squat stem that disappears into the earth below.
Oh, wow.
You're positioned in a kind of semicircle so you can look at your fellow happy boys, and you realize that you currently reside in the bodies of three tiny mushrooms.
Yes.
There are slight likenesses with your mushroom form, so Henley, your stem is like a little bit taller and thinner, Glubrick, yours is a bit stockier and larger, and Eric, your mushroom cap has no spots. And here you are. Over to you, happy boys.
What the? You guys are mushrooms.
So are you, Glubrick.
What?
We're all mushrooms.
Well, hang on, but if you're both mushrooms and I'm a mushroom, that means all three of us are mushrooms.
Wait a minute.
Yes, that's correct. Now, where's Ghoul?
Oh, yes, where is Ghoul?
So you look around, and as you go to traverse this terrain, you realize that you actually can't move. So your stems seem to be rooted into the earth.
Oh, God. Ah. If I don't have my good like Mike shoes on, I'm probably going to fall over, guys.
I don't know what that reference means, Glubrick.
No, you've not been to Blockbuster, the magical heaven.
Glubrick, you've lost your mind. We need to do something and we're stuck to the ground. This is no good. How do we get out of here? Glubrick, try and pull me free.
Okay, do I have little tiny arms? Or
you do. You have tiny arms. And you have all of the spells and weapons that you would have as yourselves.
Oh, so I'm
tiny.
Okay, Glubrick, try and yank me out of the ground.
Okay, I lean over, grab him by his mushroom hips, I guess, and try and yank him out.
Okay, so...
Yank him, Glubrick. Yank him by his mushroom hips.
Yank him. Come on!
Yank me!
Come on, Henley!
Okay, so would you mind rolling a strength check,
ooh,
please?
I can do that. I'm a strong person.
First dice roll of the day.
Woo!
I know, right? So that's a 14.
Okay, no, I'm so sorry. That does not pass. So, you try with all your might, and Henley is just still stuck in the ground.
Glubrick! Glubrick, you're choking me. Sorry. Yeah, instead of your hips, I went for your throat. Yeah.
Yes, what? Yanking, not choking.
Oh, wow, sorry, my bad.
We seem to be stuck here in the earth, just like, well, a bunch of mushrooms.
My God.
What if someone comes and eats us? I now know what it feels like to be Ghoul.
Well, at least he can move around, though.
I don't think any of us can possibly understand what it feels like to be Ghoul.
Can I do, like, a perception check to see if I can see Ghoul anywhere?
Yes, do a perception check.
Oh, that's a 24.
Oh, okay. So with your 24 perception check, you can hear above you the flapping of wings, and you see that a huge black raven is now circling your little mushroom trio.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it looks hungry.
I don't like to look at that.
Do ravens eat mushrooms?
I was just thinking, do they eat mushrooms?
I think this one might.
Oh, no. Oh, it's your classic mushroom raven. Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay, we need to get out of here. Is the dirt loose below me?
Like, no, it's kind of frosty and icy, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to draw my bow just in case the raven comes at us.
The raven is coming at you, and it's going for Henley.
Oh, don't go for me.
The raven is swooping down.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at it then with my tiny mushroom bow.
Okay, so you're going to attack. Roll to attack, please.
Natural 20.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Straight away.
Oh.
There it is.
Okay, so your arrow flies through the air and gets the raven through the eye.
Oh.
Oh, so it starts flapping around, its wing beating frantically.
And I say, quoth the raven, never spore.
Oh.
That works on a number of levels.
It does, and it does. It's not funny on any of them.
No. I don't think I got it.
What is it?
No, but it's erudite.
Yes, it's erudite.
It's erudite more than it is funny. I would say it's sort of like stand-up academia.
Yeah. That really popular branch of comedy.
Oh, Eric loves... He's not in hysterics because it's not funny, but he's just very... He just thinks the whole thing is worthy.
Yeah. He's nodding. A deep appreciation.
Yes, thank you, Eric.
Excellent reference.
Yeah. Okay, so the raven has been quite badly injured and is now spiraling and falling through the air quickly towards you.
Oh, God, he's going to land on us.
Oh, no. But catch
the raven. Wave if he comes too close.
Catch the raven.
Anything to get it from falling on our heads quickly.
It's coming towards you pretty quickly.
You're absolutely right. I shall catch it with my mage hand. I cast mage hand. And try to catch the raven.
Okay, great. So could you do a athletics check, please, for your mage hand?
Athletics, okay. Okay, it's a natural one and minus one, so zero.
Oh, no.
Okay, wow. So the raven is hurtling towards you and...
Don't worry, I've got this.
And the mage hand just misses completely. But just as the raven is about to completely flatten you, you hear a noise coming from the sky and you see a tiny mushroom holding each end of a huge green leaf in either hand and gliding towards you. He has braided vines with various rocks and shells and forest trinkets woven into them, and they're all draped around his neck. His mushroom cap is a deep mossy green, and he's kind of obscured by this thick plume of green smoke that is billowing from an ornately carved wooden pipe in his hand, and he's kind of gliding down towards you, and he just kicks the raven out of the way at the last minute and lands deftly beside you and says, "Hi, brothers! In a bit of a sticky situation, aren't we?"
Is that a pun?
It might be a pun, yes.
Ghoul, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, brother.
Why do you look so different?
Different? Why do you look so the same? You dig?
I do dig.
I would like you to dig us out of here.
All Campestri are born tethered to the earth, and each of you must unlock your spirit in order to become untethered, you dig?
I do dig.
Okay, let's unlock our spirits, guys.
To gain that which is worth having, it may be necessary to lose everything else.
Lose everything else.
Like, get rid of our weapons, our tiny little weapons we now have?
You can try, yeah.
Okay, I drop my... I suppose it's really tiny now,
it's
isn't
tiny.
It?
It's tiny.
Your tiny little...
It's all tiny, but you're tiny.
And I drop my tiny little pants. And I just drop everything. I just take it all off, and I'm standing there, raise my hands up, and I'm like, and I'm exposed.
Okay.
Can I leave now, please?
Yeah, so you drop everything on the ground. So what's going through your mind? You put your little mushroom arms up.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need anything to protect me because I'm me. That right? Do I win?
Kind of, yes. So in releasing your thoughts and material possessions and surrendering them to the forest, you feel the vice grip that you felt around your stem planting you to the earth loosen, and you are free to move around.
To be fair, you know, releasing my thoughts, I don't think genuinely Kubrick has many thoughts.
I think
thoughts.
It was easy.
It's kind of just absent now and then. Words just come into the brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good one to start with.
Henley's going to, having seen that, he's going to try and do the same thing. He's going to put his bow down gently and his tiny little arrows, and he's going to take off his tiny little towel.
I mean, yeah, it's really more about the mind than the physical thing.
But... Okay, but we're all getting naked.
Yeah.
Naked little mushrooms. And then he's going to think, I don't need these.
No, really.
Sure.
I've got what?
You need to really let go of your mind. You need to just not think about anything.
Okay, don't think about it. I won't think about anything. I'm thinking about my dad. Okay.
A small mushroom tear comes out of your eye.
Yeah. Give me a minute, guys. Eric, you go.
Very well. I shall put down my earthly possessions, and I shall put down my spell book as well, and then I shall relinquish my thoughts, my presence on earth, my attachment to worldly things, and my desire to be a great playwright.
Okay, and as your mind empties of thought, you feel yourself are free to move, and the vice grip has loosened. And Henley, can you do a wisdom check to see if Henley can let go of the thoughts that plague him constantly? Yeah.
Otherwise, you guys might need to get a tiny shovel.
Just don't think about all those horrible things about how your son hates you and how you kill the captain of a ship. And just don't think about any of those things. Don't dwell on
it. Well, I rolled an 18, so apparently that worked.
Okay, it did work.
Oh, good.
Okay, well done.
All I needed was Glubrick whispering terrible things in my ear.
To try and block it out. Yeah, okay.
So Henley goes, okay, let it go. Let it go. Let it flow.
Okay, and you feel, yeah, the grip around your stem loosens and you are all free to move. Oh, congratulations, guys!
Oh,
you did it! You're a true campestry now!
Yeah, because you're right, like, who needs all this stuff? We've got nature, we've got some dirt that we can kick around.
No, well, you are going to need that. We're about to fight something real bad.
Okay.
So we do need the weapons.
Yeah, pick up the weapons.
Pick up the weapons. Right, get the weapons back on.
Tiny little axe.
Just collect all of our earthly possessions.
We desperately need these guys. What were we thinking?
I gotta say, I'm pretty glad to see you guys. I thought I was the only campestry left around these parts.
Oh, why? What's happened to all the other campestries?
Well, look around you, man. It's the end times. And he takes a big, he's got this little pipe and he takes like a big toke on his pipe and just blows it in your face. I'm the only one that stayed for the fight. I mean, sometimes you ain't got no choice but to stand up to the man. You know, he who takes a stand is often wrong, but he who fails to take a stand is always wrong. You dig?
Okay.
I do dig. So who
happy
are you
boys,
fighting?
Happy boys. We're happy. Oh, yeah. I must talk to you earnestly.
Okay.
Do we now think we are in Ghoul's reality, in Ghoul's head?
It seems incredibly likely.
As you have been
yes.
in mind, as we have been through Glubrick's.
Yes.
That does make sense, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have all just accepted we're now mushrooms. Yeah, there must have been a reason.
Yes, no, that's, of course, that's why. Well, try not to touch anything. Don't put your fingers in anything sticky.
It's all sticky in here.
Okay. I mean, what goes on in the mind of a mushroom?
Don't know, Don't know.
Well, you're gonna find out. Yeah, because you are correct.
Place.
You are
an incredible experience, Eric. You write this down. No one's ever experienced this before.
Yeah, you are indeed.
You're
in
absolutely right. We are pioneers.
But you gotta help us. Look, they call it the frost.
Oh, that's what we call it too.
Yeah, that's what it's called here, and it's way scarier. Not many people have seen its true form. It lives in a cave just beyond that patch of forest, and he just. To the dense patch of forest that you can see in the distance a few miles away from you. They say that it's a creature of great dark magic whose only wish is to destroy. Even being in its presence, you can feel your body turn ice cold. And if you stay too close for too long, the life is frozen out of you, man.
Oh, no. So everyone's left to just like, because they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, left or died. A few months ago, this whole area was thick forest, and now look at it.
But this is Ghoul's mind, so this is terrifying, though. If this is what's going on in Ghoul's head all the time...
Whether this is a real horror or an imaginary one, I feel that we must confront it. We must find our way to that icy cave and see what lurks therein.
Indeed. Let's head towards that patch of forest, then.
Yeah.
How do we move?
You hop.
We hop. Hop. Right,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like a little pogo stick. Yeah.
This would be interesting.
Bounding along the ice.
Oh, yes. Bloody hell, this is exhausting.
Okay, so you are bounding along this blackened ice terrain with this hippie version of Ghoul leading the charge, and the air is so cold you can see your breath in front of you and hear the ice creaking and cracking underfoot. And eventually you reach the edge of this dense forest. And almost immediately, as soon as you hop off the ice and your little mushroom stump touches the mossy ground, you feel a welcome warm air hit you. Looking around, you see that the trees seem to stretch up for miles.
Giant branches sway gently all around you as fireflies dance in between the hanging leaves, giving everything a soft glow and the impression that the forest itself is breathing in and out.
This is like where you live.
Yeah.
Cool. When you were alive, this is the kind of stuff you saw. This is amazing.
When I was alive? What are you talking about? I live here. We all live here.
Yes.
Not quite the ghoul we know, I think. No. This is the representation of ghoul in his own mind.
But ghoul thinks it is all real.
What have you guys been smoking?
Yeah.
And can I have some?
Yes, this is a sort of cool ghoul.
Cool ghoul.
Is this how ghoul sees himself then?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. This is ghoul's inner ego.
People said I'm cool. What of it, man?
you are very cool. Cool ghoul.
I'm cool ghoul. Not to be mistaken with the cagoule. Well, onwards. We got to get through this forest and into the ice cave pronto.
Okay. And when we get there, there's this creature and we have to fight it?
We got to fight it, man. You can't be no coward, all right?
What do you know about this creature?
Not a lot. Only that it's been destroying the forest.
In what way does it destroy the forest?
It's emitting this frozen ice energy and everything around it dies. The only reason that this part of the forest has survived is because it holds an ancient, great, magical power.
Oh.
And that is sustaining this area of the forest. But everywhere else is dead, man.
Oh, wow.
So, making your way through the forest, you come across a really odd-looking tree. There are dozens of noose-like branches that hang down from its canopy, looping around like petrified snakes.
Oh,
cool tree.
This is an evil tree.
Could be evil, could be good. Anyone tell?
I'm going to investigate it using my investigation skills.
Great.
And, I rolled a natural 20 with a plus 5.
Oh, wow.
I investigated the shit out of the tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so you notice that there is a word carved into the tree, and it says Campes tree, T-R-E-E.
Look, happy boys, look.
It's a pun.
Here. You'd have to be very clever to find it.
It's well done, Eric. Well done. So there must be some significance to this Campes tree. Yeah, well done. All right. What should we do with it? Can we touch it?
Should we touch it?
I think we should touch it.
I always find if you touch things, bad things happen.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not often the one suggesting it, but I want to touch the tree.
All right, go on.
I put my tiny hand on the tree.
Nothing happens.
Okay. I take my tiny hand off the tree.
You feel a tree.
Okay.
Glue brick. Mm-hmm. Would you do a perception check, please?
16.
All right, so with a 16, yeah. Okay, so you can hear just a rustling in the bushes behind you. Yeah.
Guys, there's something in the bushes behind us.
I'm touching the tree, glue brick, not now.
I spin around in the direction that glue brick was pointing.
And you are confronted with a huge boar that comes crashing through from the undergrowth and stops sniffing the air with its beady black eyes focusing on you, Eric.
Eric, don't move. All of us just freeze like actual mushrooms.
Not moving sounds like very bad advice.
Okay, so the boar lowers its head, digs its hooves into the earth, sending a spray of soil and leaves up into the air, and it is charging.
Okay, oh God, move, it's a truffle move, pig. What do we do?
Thunderwave. Let's blow that boar out of here.
So you're doing Thunderwave on the boar. Okay, and it rolls high, an 18.
On a successful save, it still takes half damage, but it isn't pushed away. So that
great.
4 points of damage.
Okay, so you can see it halts for a second and its eyes kind of burn red and it just charges more. You've angered it. It's going for you, Eric, again.
I seem to have improved our situation. Perhaps your idea, Gluebrick, of moving and running away was a good one after all.
Let's climb this tree.
Okay, come on! We hop over to the tree and try and climb it.
Can you all do a dexterity save to see if you actually manage to dodge the boar?
Oh, it's charging.
Wow. Okay. Can I actually help? Because if it's coming at Eric, I'm imagining that I'm slightly to the side of it.
Yeah.
Could I, using my cat, try and dive and bash it off course?
Great, yeah. Roll a attack to mushroom bash the boar.
14.
That's okay. So you do, you make an impact with the boar, but it's very dense.
Oh, that boar!
It's eaten a lot of mushrooms in its day.
Glubrick's lost all of his weight.
I know.
He's gone down a weight class. Kind of,
a big mushroom, but not Glubrick.
Still a mushroom. So you kind of knock it off course, and it grunts and turns to you, and it just goes for you with its face. Shit. Goes for you with its face.
It just tries to headbutt me.
Yeah. I'm just scrambling up the tree.
Okay, Henley's left the fight. Could you do a athletics check to get up the tree?
Oh, that's 13.
Okay, well, because this tree has all these handy loops, you do manage to scramble up it. You slip and slide a little bit.
Okay. Glubrick, stop fighting the boar.
As you look over, I remember from our previous little mission that ghoul's poo smells like truffle. So I'm just sitting there trying to...
Okay,
what are you doing?
I'm not pooing!
The boar hits
pooing,
you.
Pooing, Henley. What would you do in a situation like this?
Climb a tree.
Okay, so the boar is going to go attack you because you've just decided to do a poo in the middle of this fight.
There was a logic there. There was a logic.
Okay, so it rolls a 19 and smashes you in the face.
Nothing more embarrassing than trying to poo and get hit before.
And you take...
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Okay, so you take 7 damage.
That's not too bad. I still have my own health, right? My own hit points.
It's all the same. The boar smashes you in the face and starts sniffing around angrily.
I have tried to climb the tree as well. I rolled a 13, so does that mean I'm sitting next to Henley?
Yeah, you managed to get up the tree.
I turn to Henley and I say, look, Henley, it's one boar fighting another.
Guys,
I suppose we better help him before he dies.
Yeah, guys, throw down one of those vines and maybe I can climb up it now, guys.
Yeah, can we grab a looping vine?
You can. Okay, so do you want to do a dexterity check?
Natural one.
A natural one.
Maybe.
That means I've got to roll on the sodding wild magic table as well, doesn't it?
Oh, well, we get to do a D100. That's fun.
Yeah.
Another D100.
Maybe Adam should do it for you.
Yeah, maybe Adam should do it for you.
He loves it so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's an 81.
81. Okay, let's see what happens.
A massive farting sound emanates from me. Audible 300 feet away. I'm so sorry. Eric,
wow.
We were having a nice moment, and I think I ruined it.
Everyone stops, even the boar stops, and just looks at you with such disgust.
I was just trying to get a vine. I must have moved awkwardly.
The boar just shakes his head.
I'm so sorry.
Slowly shakes.
And you were judging me for trying to shit over here, and you're sitting there farting.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Earlier, Henley, when you talked about breaking social norms, I had no idea you would take it this far.
I'm breaking social wind.
So yeah, you have actually...
Oh, yes. I shall try.
You've caused a bit of a distraction with that. and the boar is distracted.
Ah, a 20, not natural, but...
Okay,
still.
Lovely. Okay, so
impressive.
Yeah. You manage to grab a vine and chuck it down to Glubrick, who catches it. Okay, would you roll, please, an athletics check?
Oh, yeah, I mean 23.
Oh, great. Okay, so, yeah, as the boar regains his consciousness after Henley's fart...
I knocked him out.
Yeah. He got really lightheaded. Yeah, he starts running at you, but at just the last moment, you are whipped up into the air, holding onto this vine, and you find yourself in the safety of the upper branches of the tree.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Kulgul, as you guys have coined him, has followed you up. Yeah, you sigh with relief as you realize that you are safe from the boar, who circles below, snorting angrily, and then wanders off into the forest.
This forest is filled with dangers.
So yeah, you're in the branches of this Campes tree.
We have to find a way to make it to that icy cave, is that right?
Yeah, would you roll a perception check, Eric?
18.
Discovering that some more carved things in the tree, you can see what look like various initials that have all been carved into these upper branches of the tree. You make out the letters GHG carved faintly on one of the branches, and it has two big lines through it where it appears to have been crossed out.
Well, hang on. What was Ghoul's middle name?
Hildy.
Hildy. Ghoul, Hildy, Ghoul.
Yeah.
It's a ghoul's initials.
Ghoul, it's a ghoul's Hildy, initials, ghoul. Yeah.
Suddenly, you hear a voice.
Hello.
There you are, ghoul! You turn, and you see a formidable-looking mushroom standing on the branch next to you, small but menacing, with perfectly circular spots on his pristine cap. He steps towards you and addresses you.
Not getting a cold stump, are we? Remember, this is your last shot. I can't believe we've put up with your ineptitude for so long. I mean, a camp pestry that's never killed anything. It's embarrassing. You bring shame upon us and the forest with your cowardice.
Sir, I think you may have the wrong person. I'm Henley.
He studies you for a moment. He leans forward with an expression of distaste and suspicion at what you've just said.
It wasn't a real fart, okay? It was a magic thing. Relax.
I have to say I admire the ambition, ghoul. For unsuspecting travelers. Well, you know what they say. Go big or go gnome.
I don't think he can hear us. Can you hear us?
Fungus doesn't respond. He just keeps laughing at his own terrible joke.
It is Fungus. I knew it was Fungus.
Can I just try and put my little mushroom hand on him? Poke him?
Yeah, so you poke him and yeah, your mushroom hand just goes through him.
He's not really
this
here,
is like
guys.
A memory.
I want to run through him, see what it feels like.
Okay, so you run through him. And it's very cold and sticky.
Oh, no, gross.
Yeah. But no, he doesn't really move. He's just frozen, pointing through the trees. And following his gaze, you peer down through the branches and you can make out four figures are walking below. So you can see a girl with long blonde hair and a pink robe. You can see a man, a very tall man in a hooded black cloak, and a small, stocky woman leading the charge with a kind of righteous expression on her face, and a female half-elf, and they're all making their way through the forest beneath you.
Do I recognize that woman as the woman who killed me?
I think you might, yeah.
Oh,
my days.
Yes, so for our lovely Patreon subscribers, you may recognize this band of travelers from our side campaign elsewhere. And yes, Eric, it seems as though you have encountered some of these characters before.
They were the people who stormed my tower, and that woman threw a javelin into my chest, and she's the reason I'm in hell in the first place. We must enact some kind of horrific revenge.
So Fungus leans forward and says, well, the boys are all in place. We'll wait for your signal, ghoul. And remember, this is your very last shot.
And the mushroom's voice fades away on the breeze, and he seems to drift apart before you, and you are left wondering what you just saw.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, ghoul, what happened here? What was that?
That was none of your goddamn beeswax is what that was. Now, come on, we gotta keep moving. The forest needs us. Look, you can see the cave from up here.
And looking down from your vantage point at the top of the trees, you see this cave protruding from the ice. It's a great yawning cavern, emitting a sinister blue glow that dims and flashes in a sort of halting pattern.
We gotta get there!
All right, we've got to get to that cave. It's taking forever, though.
Maybe we grab some leaves. We can glide down towards it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Can we see anything? Can we see leaves around? We can look around the tree.
Yeah, do you want to do a perception check?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are definitely leaves. You don't have to roll a perception
leaf?
Check.
I want to see if there's a good leaves. I want to see if there's a good leaf for a flight.
Okay, so roll a leaf check. I don't know. Roll a nature check.
19.
Okay, so yeah, you see a really good leaf.
Great leaf.
For a flight.
I'm going to pluck it.
Okay.
And fashion it into a little
okay, so
hang
you,
glider.
You, you try and pluck it and you just hear, ow!
Oh my.
What are you doing? What?
You've angered the tree.
You don't.
Oh, sorry.
Have you not heard the rules of the forest?
What's the rule?
Don't pick the plants!
Didn't know that, sorry.
Where did you get your leaf from then, cool ghoul?
I have friends in very high places, Gloobrick.
Is there any birds in the tree?
Okay. You can look above you and you notice that there is a bird's nest to see in some branches.
Let's go and stamp on some eggs. What,
no. speak with the birds?
That was going to be my suggestion. We talk to the birds and see if they can see if they'll give us a lift.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Can I, looking at the eggs, can I tell what species of bird this is? Is this
the
raven that we murdered earlier?
No, this isn't the raven. You can tell from these eggs that they are, in fact, owl eggs.
Oh.
Well, I have a history of deceiving owls. so perhaps I should disguise myself as a young bird. Let's everyone get in the nest.
Okay, so you wake in the nest, and yeah, you see above you a small owl is circling.
Oh, I quickly fashioned some bird disguises.
Okay, what do you use?
I can't break anything off the tree without it getting pissed off at me. I use bits of the broken twigs that are in the nest. I snap off some bits and make a little tiny beak, and I use my towel. I use my towel for wings.
Okay, roll a deception check as this owl starts to glide down into his nest.
16.
Pretty good.
It's okay. Pretty good given how shit my my things were.
Okay, so and what are you guys doing, Eric and Gluebrick?
Well, maybe we could fashion a shell and pretend to be their newborn.
Yeah, you want
to
get
good
in
idea.
An egg?
I'll cast minor illusion over me and Gluebrick.
Nice.
Oh, okay, yeah. You
okay,
have
great.
The ability to just do that.
Okay, so you're
covered in fucking sticks and twigs.
I'm an owl.
And you're just...
What illusion are you casting?
I'm casting the illusion of a single egg over me and Gluebrick.
Okay, great.
I can only do a 5-foot cube anyway.
All right, so a small owl flutters down. Oh, hello.
Oh, mother.
What?
Tis I, your newly hatched owl chick.
Are you looking for my mum?
She's
looking for food right now.
Oh, sorry, brother.
What?
I'm your newly hatched owl brother.
Did you just do hatching?
I hatched, yes.
Wow.
Come over here. Come stand near me.
Okay. Mum told me to watch the eggs while she got some food.
Okay. Well.
Woot.
Oh.
Well, as that happens, Eric and I can burst out of our egg and be like, "Oh, we're also newborn."
Oh, look at the world. Oh, it's new.
The world
Remember,
is...
Eric is not a good actor.
Neither is Henley.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys roll a deception check as well, since you burst out of the egg.
Oh, 23.
23, okay. So the young owl says, oh, wow, brothers and sisters. Wow, Mum will be so happy.
Oh, it sounds so sweet.
Think of the fun we can have in our lives now, eating mice and swiveling our heads around 180 degrees.
Oh, wow, I've always wanted siblings.
If only I knew what it was to fly. I'm so scared of Mother and her huge wings. Perhaps you could take us for a little flight?
Well, yeah, right. It has to be a quick one, though.
Oh, very good. We all hop on, and I say to Eric, my, Eric, you are quite the owl deceiver.
What was that?
Nothing.
It's a word you wouldn't know.
All right, okay.
Let's make our way to the cave.
Golly, all right. Our first family holiday. Woo-hoo! And you clamber onto the small owl's wings, and he takes off. And you find yourself soaring through the treetops, Cool-Ghoul flying beside you using his leaf as a hand glider.
Oh, this is really nice.
Happy boys.
Yay! So you are reaching the edge of the forest. You can see the clearing is in sight, but suddenly you hear a noise behind you, the flapping of wings, and turning around, you can see a very large and very angry-looking owl making her way towards you.
Oh, quickly, we can't let Mum see us, brother and sisters, so take us down to that cave right now.
No, we've got to go meet Mum, come on! And he starts flapping back really enthusiastically.
Oh,
Mum,
shit, no.
Mum, look!
I start fucking with his wings, try to turn around.
Ow!
Mess with the feathers.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Other way.
Okay, so yeah, you've disrupted the owl's flight. And he starts flapping his wings frantically in an attempt to shake Henley off. So would you all roll a constitution save to hold on to the owl?
Ooh, I got 18.
Okay, so Henley, you're fastened to the owl.
12.
12, that's not great. Eric?
9.
Okay, so with a flick of his wing, Eric, you just slip off and you find yourself falling.
Oh, no.
To the ground.
Gluebrick?
Gluebrick, you
also... Is Gluebrick falling as well?
Yeah, Gluebrick, you're also falling.
Oh, God. Eric...
do something, because I have nothing.
I will indeed.
Oh, God, they're falling.
I cast Featherfall.
Oh, easy.
Okay, nice. So you cast Featherfall on...
I can choose up to 5 falling creatures within range.
Okay, great. Henley's staying on the owl.
So Henley's on the owl, and he sees his friends falling below him, and he whispers in the owl's ear, I want you to know we deceived you, and then jumps.
Oh. And the owl just says, Mom, it was an owl deceiver. And the small owl just flaps back to his mom.
Did I miss the casting of Featherfall, though? Because I wasn't falling when they did that.
Yeah, you weren't falling.
So I just fly past them.
So actually, yeah, Glubrick and Eric, you are falling gently, and Henley just shoots past you.
Bugger!
So, Henley, you find yourself plummeting back towards the ground, and as you race towards a squishy end, you see something, you all see something as you're all floating in the air, something shift in the forest, and it looks as though a huge tree has turned and is looking at you, and a massive hand reaches up and gently catches you, Henley, mid-fall, and then scoops up Eric and Glubrick as well, and just sets you down into a soft, mossy patch, and you look up at your rescuer.
Ooh.
And looming above you, you see a mushroom the size of a gigantic tree.
Whoa.
Its cap is so overgrown with moss that it blends in with all the green canopies, and from its face hangs a long white beard of lichen. The gentle creature smiles down at you, and it speaks in a voice as ancient as the earth.
What's up, my dudes?
Big ghoul. Ghoul? Big ghoul?
Something is killing the forest, and it has to be stopped. But how will you stop it? With more killing?
Oh.
Well, that is a very good question. We do not yet know what the nature of the threat is. But can fire be fought with fire? You raise an interesting philosophical quandary.
It should never be so easy to take a life. You think yourselves mighty heroes on a quest for redemption, but you are nothing more than a lost thought in the mind of a mushroom. Do not be so quick to pass judgment on life and death.
Wise words indeed.
Your next step lies over yonder.
And with a nod of his massive mushroom cap that scares off a flock of birds into the sky, the owls flapping around frantically, he indicates a path through the trees.
I offer you this wisdom. Nothing lives forever. Only the cycle of life is permanent. Look after each other while there's still time.
Oh my God, so wise. As I'm here, I've just got some questions that I've always wondered about. How do you get your clothes to smell so fresh?
And he just looks at you with a really pure, open smile, pats you gently on the head, chuckles, and looks up again.
And I just go, I get it now.
Okay.
Fabric soft.
Fabric. Everyone knows it's bounce.
Yeah, there you go.
You stick a bounce in there.
Of course. Cool ghoul.
Yeah.
Do you know this guy?
Yes. That was an ancient and magical forest spirit. But that big old tree doesn't know how it is for us little guys. Now, come on. We have to keep moving.
Okay. We hop in the direction that the big mushroom told us to go.
And yeah. I'm going to go first because I'm the stocky one.
Okay, so you hopped in the direction that the giant forest spirit pointed you to, and you emerge into a small clearing, and you come across this rock with some scorch marks on the ground around it.
Oh, ooh.
And as you begin to look around, Cool Ghoul grabs your hand and marches forward.
We don't have time for this!
But as he attempts to pull you away, you feel suddenly roots bursting up from the ground and clamping around your mushroom stumps, holding you in place. Your heads are suddenly filled with the voice of Ghoul, and you hear his whispered thoughts as if they were your own.
Come on, you coward, you can do this. You have to do this. You'll get kicked out of the gang, and then where will you go? You'll have nothing and no one, and it'll be all your stupid fault. Oh, he's right. The campestry that's never killed anything before, it's pathetic. They'll never like you, and you'll never have any real friends, and you'll end up all alone like that giant swamp toad, and even he had a pretty good turnout for his birthday last year.
So you hear Ghoul's voice echoing in your own.
Hold on. Ghoul never killed anyone, but Ghoul always told us that he was a killer.
So it was all just not true.
It seems that he was, embarrassed and afraid that he had failed to kill people.
Cool Ghoul steps forward. I've killed loads of people, man. I'm a fighter. I'm not a coward anyway. We gotta go.
Enough. What happened here upon this rock? And I point to the scorch marks.
And as you do, you hear again Ghoul's voice almost speaking through your own, and you begin to sing this haunting melody. Which starts echoing around the forest.
Can I have a look around and see if I can see what's happening?
So you look around and you see the grinning face of Fun Gus poking through some of the branches, nodding at you.
Oh, what's happening?
I don't know.
So we're in Ghoul. We're in his body? Are we in his body?
Yeah, you're looking
through Ghoul's eyes
and hearing his thoughts, it seems. And then you see through the other side of the bushes, you see the four travelers that you saw from before.
This is us ambushing them, right? This is Ghoul. We're living out how Ghoul ambushed these travelers.
And suddenly you hear yourselves shout, "Now!" And you watch as dozens of mushrooms erupt from the undergrowth and rain down from the trees, attacking the travelers before you. One of the travelers quickly launches a cask of flaming oil, which bursts onto the rocks, and the ambush dissolves into chaos. You look on through Ghoul's eyes as mushrooms burn all around you. Fun Gus in the trees bellows, "Ghoul, you idiot! You've doomed us all!" And before you have time to flee, a giant boot swings towards you and kicks you, and everything goes black. The forest fades back into view around you, and the vision has ended, leaving only a deep feeling of remorse in your tiny hearts.
We do know that Ghoul was forced by Fun Gus to try to kill people. He perhaps attempted to ambush those travellers, and it failed.
And in doing so, got a lot of other campestri killed. But I remember when we asked Ghoul what the last thing he remembered was before he died, he said he felt very cold.
I think the answer lies in that icy cave.
I think we should go in there.
Let's press on.
Now you're talking some sense!
All right, cool, Ghoul. All right, relax.
Well, excuse me, but I don't think you would be very relaxed if your entire world was freezing to death before your very eyes and the only bozos willing to help kept getting sidetracked by some stupid made-up flashbacks!
Who are you calling bozo, bozo?
Unkind!
Okay.
He starts just tearing up.
No, sorry. It's fine. Let's just carry on.
Everything's cool. You dig?
Ah, yeah. He nods and smiles. Yeah, I dig.
This place is weird.
Dig on.
Okay, so carrying on, you find that the trees soon begin to thin, and you emerge to the edge of the forest island with only a thin strip of ice between the mouth of the cave and the edge of the forest.
How thin we talking?
We talking 100 meters?
Okay, not that thin. Quite thick.
Yeah.
100 meters.
So you think it would be safe to cross the ice?
Well, do you think it would be safe to cross the ice?
Let us put some weight upon it and find out. Not our own weight, of course.
What about that boar? Can we lure that boar out here and let it run on the ice?
As soon as you say that, I bend over and start shitting.
Yeah, let's fulfill that offer.
Let's do that art.
We all solemnly watch Gloobrick take a shit.
Can I just watch him? Yeah. Just watch Gloobrick take a dump.
Emitting a mushroom pellet.
Gloobrick, that's the most intelligent thing you've said all day.
Yeah, so Gloobrick takes a shit on the floor.
Is this what we've become? The happy boys? A bunch of mushrooms shitting on the ice?
Yeah,
surely
the happy boys.
Let us aspire.
But as you say this, you hear a rustling in the trees and you see the boar emerging.
I pick up my poo and I throw it onto the ice.
Athletics check, please.
That's a 19.
Okay, so yeah, the poo does, it's flung far away and the boar races past you.
Go and eat it.
We watch.
Yeah, it's fine. The ice does not break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
now there's a boar on it.
now we've created an obstacle for ourselves.
Oh, no.
Okay, right, Henley, Eric, you shit and throw more poo the other way.
Look, I draw a line. I will not reduce myself to be some defecatory warrior.
Okay, so yeah, the boar is finished with the poo and is now looking back at you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Come on. And I pick up some, like, mulch from the ground and I'm like trying to feed it to you guys. I'm like, come on, eat.
I emit a pellet.
Okay, and what do you do with it?
I throw it back into the trees.
Nice. Do you want to do the same check?
That's a three.
Oh,
you've
no.
never thrown not, poo in I'm your life, sir.
Oh no, Henley. Instead of throwing it, it just falls all over your own head. You just throw it kind of. You kind of throw it straight up instead of out.
Oh no!
And so yeah.
Oh no! I've just seasoned myself with a boar. Guys, what do we do? I'm out of ideas.
Okay, so the boar's charging you now.
In that case, I shall cast Alter Self and become a bigger boar. And just stare it down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you transform into a huge boar. Can you do an intimidation check, please?
Can I have advantage, seeing as I am a massive fat boar?
You can.
Thank you. Just as well, 12.
No, that's pretty good. So the boar just looks stricken suddenly and then goes, Father.
Oh, no.
Oh God. Eric has to do more acting now. Yes, son. Tis I, Daddy Boar. Now, shame on you hanging around this bit of ice. Why don't you go over there? Like a long way away.
So convincing.
Yeah, he's met his father for the first there? Time. Yeah. And he's been so cruel.
Immediately dismissed.
Yes, you would like me to leave. I understand, Father.
Oh, God, we've broken that boar's spirit.
The boar looks at his reflection solemnly in the ice and whispers, I'll never be good enough for you, Father. I'll never be good enough for anyone! And he gallops away back into the forest.
Eric.
I mean, in Eric's head, that was quite polite. His father was far worse.
And, you know, what are the societal norms, really, about, you know, why do you have to be kind to your children? You don't.
Oh, wow.
That's the one societal norm he really doesn't care about. Yeah,
yeah. Are you still a boar, Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to stay a boar.
You're going to stay a boar?
Cool, let's hop over this ice.
Great. So you are bounding across the ice on your little mushroom stumps, and you hear some creaking underfoot about halfway over. Would someone roll a perception check, please?
Ooh, 11.
Okay, 11. No, you don't pass. And you feel, suddenly, a rush of cold on your stump. It's like you've stepped in a puddle of some kind of slimy, gelatinous goo. And suddenly you are sucked underneath the ice and engulfed in a gelatinous cube!
In the ice.
Gelatinous ice cubes. It's hidden under
Very
the ice.
Very good.
Oh,
Love
no.
Gelatinous ice cube.
So you are pulled into the cube. So your full body's in the cube. And immediately you take 10 points. Of acid damage.
Ow!
Lubin, get out of there.
Can I try and poke myself out?
So there is a strength check. Every turn you can make a strength check to try and climb out. So do you want to do that?
Go for it, Lubin.
Oh my God, that's not fair.
Oh no.
I'm such a strong boy. That's 10.
A 10. Oh no, you don't pass. Another 10 acid damage.
Oh no.
Don't worry, guys. Just leave me. Kidding. Please get me out.
Can I try and pull him out? I'll just take the damage and just try and throw myself in and pull him out.
Okay, great. So you're trying that. So yeah, you take the acid damage and you roll a strength check.
That's 11.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Your arm just slips through his and you take 10 acid damage. But Lubric is still stuck in the gelatinous cube. So now you take another, it's gone up to 21 acid damage.
Oh my God,
you are sizzling in that cube.
Tell you what, I'm going to tie my rope to an arrow and then fire the arrow down into the cube next to Lubric.
Yeah.
So that the rope will go far enough, quick enough to get to him.
Great. Do an attack roll against the cube.
Oh, God, it's terrible. It's 14. What's the cube's armor class?
6.
Well, it's 6?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so easy to hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we should have been doing this the whole time. Okay, so I just shoot it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you shoot the cube, and it takes some damage. Do you want to roll for damage?
Yeah, I do. 7 damage.
Okay, it takes 7 damage, but it does have a lot of hit points. Okay.
But the arrow is next to Glubrick now with the rope on it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Before it dissolves, quickly, Glubrick, grab the rope.
Yeah, I grab the rope.
Can me and Eric together pull? So, Eric, yeah. give me an advantage.
Yeah, advantage
Eric,
on
help.
Strength check.
I shall do my best.
Well, Eric's a boar, so does he have hands?
I'll drop the boar act right
yeah.
now.
Drop the boar act.
Yeah, just go back to being standard old mushroom chap.
Great, so 2 mushrooms.
Heaving on the line?
Yeah, with advantage.
No.
No, what did you get?
An 8.
Oh my gosh, everybody's going to die.
And if I take 21, I'm unconscious.
But you do still have 1 strength save against the cube, which you can take now.
Oh my god, yeah, 25.
Oh. Yay, okay, finally. So with 25, you managed to rip your way out through this slimy, freezing cold goo.
Oh, Glubrick, are you okay?
No, that really fucking hurt.
Yeah. I think what we've learned here is that me and Eric are not the people who should be doing any kind of lifting or pulling. So if anyone's going to fall into a cube, it should not be you.
And as you say that, a little mushroom tear goes down Glubrick's face and he kind of turns away because it's the first time he suddenly recognizes that maybe he's actually really important to the team.
That's
nice. Okay, yeah, I'll do all the lifting. And I'll just start lifting you.
Oh yeah, give me a piggyback, we'll go the rest of the way like that.
Oh god, this is a forever thing.
Oh no, like, wait, no, because then we'll both fall in at the same time. Hold on, are there more cubes or is that the one?
You can see a few more glistening puddles.
Okay, there's cubes hidden in the ice here, yep, all over. But now we can see them, let's just walk around carefully.
Okay, great. So you're carrying on.
Yeah, and actually I have spells.
Oh yeah.
But I always forget about. I'm going to hop on Glubrick's little mushroom cap.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my little mushroom hands on his head and I'm going to cast Cure Wounds.
Oh, nice. Oh. I thought you were going to do another Ratatouille. I was like, you love getting on Glubrick's back.
I do like being on his back, but this time I'm just stroking his little mushroom cap and casting Cure Wounds as a second level spell to give him 2d8 plus 2 hit points.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay,
oh,
great.
It's a one and a two. Fuck me. It's, you get 5 hit points.
Oh, thank you, Henley.
Could have been.
Thank you so much.
A lot more.
Are you going to just try and dodge the rest of the cubes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe do a survival check just to get you across the last few feet of the ice.
I'm 20, not natural.
Okay, great. Yep. So you skip over.
15.
Yep. Lovely. Also.
18.
Okay, great. So you guys are very deftly avoiding all of these little gelatinous cubes.
How does Cool Ghoul do?
Yeah, Cool Ghoul does great. He's got his leaf like a little snowboard.
Yeah.
And he's just weaving through them.
That's so good.
Yeah, thanks for your help when Glubrick nearly died there, Cool Ghoul.
Yeah, no worries.
You just watched.
Well, did I watch?
Yes.
Or did I teach?
And finally, you have made it to the mouth of the cave. Its entrance framed by jagged icicles that hang down like fangs.
Here we have to have a fight.
I'm not certain that we do have to fight it.
No?
Well, the wise old tree said, will you fight fire with fire? Well, I'm paraphrasing.
That's true, but then Cool Ghoul has been very definite that we need to kill it.
We've got to kill this!
Why, Cool Ghoul? Why do we have to kill it?
Because it's destroying the forest. There's no other way.
Let us find out first what it is.
Okay, squinting into the blinding blue light, you enter the mouth of the cave. The air is freezing, and as you walk in, you can see a shadowy form moving above your heads. Looking up, you see a huge balloon-like shape descend, and you come face to face with a creature levitating before you. Its orb-like body is covered with an ivory skin. It has a large, fanged mouth. A single bloodshot eye blinks at you, and there are many other smaller eyes that protrude like stalks and crown its head. From its central eye, the ominous blue light is pulsing.
Why won't you leave me alone?
It screams at you.
Oh no, that's a beholder.
Yes!
What's a beholder?
It is a beholder.
It's a really, really, really very deadly powerful thing.
This is the Eye of Frost.
Oh god, I'm not sure we can take this.
But I stand boldly and look up at the beholder and I say, are you destroying this forest land?
Why won't you just leave me alone?
Who is hassling you? Who is disturbing you?
His eye narrows and fixes on you, Eric.
You are!
He screams, and with a sudden violent motion, the creature releases a freezing torrent of power. A beam of icy blue light bursts forth, tearing through the air towards you like a shard of frozen lightning.
Well, I try and dodge it.
Okay, so roll a dexterity save to dodge it.
18.
So, Eric, yes, you manage to twist your body out of the way at the last minute, and a massive echo reverberates through the cave. Chunks of ice are torn free and hurled into the air, raining down all around you. And where you stood just moments ago, you can see a huge, jagged crater in the floor of the cave.
We do not mean to disturb you. We will leave if that is what you wish. We just wish to know why you are destroying the forest.
Just leave. Leave me alone.
Okay, it doesn't want to talk. Cool Ghoul, I don't think we can fight this.
We've got to fight it.
Why? I mean, why do you want to fight it so badly?
Then the dark magic is vanquished and the forest returns.
Oh, you make a good point.
Ghoul, are you trying to prove yourself for the day that you did not fight?
Oh, you believe all that? Who are? No, I've proven myself 1,000 times over. I can fight this guy right now.
Ghoul, don't fight him. You'll just get yourself blasted to pieces by a freeze ray. Look, Henley puts his bow on the ground and his arrows, and he walks forward with his arms outstretched and looks up at the beholder and sees what happens.
Oh, okay. Henley, that's fucking risky. But to support him, because, you know, we're the happy boys, we'll go down together. I take all my bits and bobs off and I take off
remember
my smart
the first
shoes.
Lesson we learned. We have to let go of our material things, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I hop forwards with my arms out and I look at Eric and I wink.
Okay, so yeah,
now
you're...
is not the time to be sexual. I see what you mean.
Okay, so all three of you lay down your weapons.
We lay down our weapons and we hop forward, arms outstretched, three pleading mushrooms.
You look up, and as you get closer to this huge monster, you can kind of see the wall through it. It has a translucence to its body, and you see something on the ground past it.
It is but an illusion.
Of course.
What lies beyond?
We keep hopping forward, and I'm just going to ignore the beholder.
And as you hop through it, yes, it breaks apart into a blue mist, which just evaporates into the air to reveal a tiny creature curled up and shivering on the floor of the cave, its breathing and halting sighs that seem to match the pattern of the blue light's irregular glow.
And you recognize. There is no need to be afraid. We are the happy boys. Fear us. Oh, sorry. No, I mean, we do not mean you any harm. Who are you?
The creature just keeps shivering, but you recognize it to be Ghoul. But instead of a bright red mushroom cap, it just has an icy pale blue one.
That's a really cool ghoul.
Inspiration, absolutely.
Inspiration, yeah, why not? Yeah. And as you step forward, as you say that, suddenly you hear the crashing of waves and the ice beneath you seems to melt. Your surroundings shift once more, and the cave is transformed into a rocky beach on the edge of the forest. You see the creature before you is in the same position, but it's now curled up on top of a makeshift raft at the water's edge. He looks up nervously over his shoulder at the dark ocean behind him, and then blinks up at you, happy boys, and says,
"So, Gus, you'll come get me in the morning, right?"
And you hear yourself say, "Yes, then all will be forgiven, Ghoul." And Ghoul looks up and says,
"Oh, all right, well, see you in the morning."
And Henley, you feel your arm is lurched forward and you feel yourself lean over and you just give the raft a gentle push and you watch as the mushroom's tiny hand waves back at you as the tide carries him out. See.
That's so tragic.
The air shifts once more and you are back in the cave.
Cool.
So they blamed you for what happened in the ambush and they set you adrift.
Alright, let's kill him!
No, what? No, Ghoul, stop. You can't kill him. Look, he's cold and frightened and helpless.
Yeah, but he's the thing that's destroying the forest, don't you get it?
No, I do get it now.
How is he destroying the forest? Because he didn't fight.
Because he's weak, and nature is supposed to be strong. He's infecting the forest with his cowardice, his weakness. Weakness means death. It means being left all alone, and you gotta cut it out if you want to survive around here.
But he's part of your team. He's part... Even in the Happy Boys, we all have our strengths, we all have our weaknesses. And if that's their one weakness, doesn't mean you outcast them. You just find that, okay, they're not a fighter. Let's put them in the kitchen. or, okay, let's put them on poo duty.
Cool, Ghoul, you don't understand. This part of you is part of you. Both of you make up Ghoul. There's the side of you that thinks you need to be tough, but there's also this side of you that doesn't want to hurt people. And those parts make up the Ghoul that we love.
But what about the forest?
Well, maybe the forest will heal if you're able to heal yourself. You need to be together with this ghoul. You need to help him. Cool ghoul,
even cooler ghoul?
You see the little pale blue mushroom look up at you.
Maybe you need to work together.
Cool ghoul looks down at his little clenched fists and turns his head to the small whimpering figure on the floor. And he gently extends a hand towards the ghoul that's on the floor. Even cooler ghoul looks up, his small countenance at first confused by the gesture. And then slowly, he reaches up his own little mushroom hand and takes it. A brilliant emerald light erupts from the two mushrooms, and the icy cavern transforms before your eyes. Thousands of tiny shoots begin to push through the frost and climb towards the sky, a sea of green unfurling all around you. Flower buds burst open on nearby branches, birds begin to sing, the air itself seems to shimmer, and you find yourself standing on a lush carpet of green, surrounded by towering trees in a forest teeming with life.
Wow. You could fix a whole forest with a handshake.
Ghoul is not with you, but you hear a rustling in the trees and you spot him, his tiny red mushroom cap gleaming in the sun, bounding towards you, waving enthusiastically.
Oh, ghoul. Ghoul.
Hi, friends.
Hi, ghoul.
And he smiles up at you.
Hey, ghoul, you're not... Are you the ghoul that we know? You dig?
What? Hi, Henley.
Hi. Oh, okay.
We've missed you, ghoul.
We've missed you. But sadly, we will not be embracing you because we will take so much damage that none of us will manage to make to the next layer of hell.
But guys...
Just imagine that we have embraced you. And mentally and emotionally, we do.
But in here, you can.
Oh.
Because you're in his mind. So he reaches out his arms... and says, group hug.
Group hug.
And you have a lovely hug. And
little mushroom hug.
Little mushroom hug. Oh. As you feel the warmth of each other in this lovely mushroom embrace, and you hear the birds and the insects and all the life of the forest all around you and the sun on your mushroom caps, you feel complete. And then suddenly there is a flash of bright white light and you feel your bodies once again hurtling through the fabric of hell as you make your way to the next layer.
Here we go again!
Thank you so much for listening to Hell or High Rollers. My name is Ellie Morris and I was the GM for this episode. Eric Sanguinius was played by the wonderful Adam Megiddo, Chris Leask as Glubrick Bumbledung, and Henry Shields as Henley Whispers. Thank you so much again for listening and for all your support. It really means the world to us. As some of you may know, our team is currently spread across a few different continents and we are working very hard across many different time zones to bring you content that we love and hopefully you do too. And if you've just finished this episode and are wanting more content from the Happy Boys, then never fear, because we have a wonderful Patreon page just bursting with extra exclusive, wonderful, exciting content for you, including our side campaign Elsewhere, which follows the band of heroes who killed our beloved Happy Boys. So do head on over to patreon.com/HelloHighRollers and meet some really cool people, sign up for a tier, and have a great time. I've been Ellie Morris, this has been Hello High Rollers. What a time to be alive.
When you get through nine layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.